कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय मैं humble obeisance in the lotus feet of my spiritual master Nitya Veera Pravishnam Vishnu Bhav Sri Suman Bhakti Pravdhyan Krishna Goswami Narayan and my Shiksha Guru Om Vishnu Bhav Sri Suman Bhakti Vedan Swami Narayan. Yesterday we discussed about Guru Tattva. In so many reasons, why a Guru is essential and why it is essential to take Diksha and why without taking Diksha, chanting name, worshipping, it has not so much value. All things we discuss very elaborately. If anyone had any question about the Guru Tattva, you can ask and we will try to clarify. And if no, nothing to ask, you are satisfied, then we will begin our classes. Anyone? Oh, you have always. Your answer is very... What?
Yesterday you said that if someone is serving...
You should.
That if someone is serving a Madhyam Adhikari Guru, then Krishna will give the fruits of that person's Shraddha. So she's asking, what are those fruits?
Eh?
What are the fruits?
What kind of fruit?
Yes, that Krishna will give through the Madhyam Adhikari Guru.
Jackfruit.
Pure Krishna Bhakti. Red Bhakti. There is nothing more than this. So we are going to now.
There's a question back there.
Oh, what?
My friend Sarah, she has a question about Guru.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
She wants to know. Just taking the name of it.
Okay. Her question. She's asking if a person simply takes the name of Krishna, chants Hare Krishna, is that enough? They don't need to take guru or initiation. Is it sufficient that they simply can
chant? It is not sufficient. Only it will help your sense gratifications that you want, worldly. And by that you cannot be happy. So, Guru gets the process and transcendental everything to his disciple. And now he enters in Diksha process. Divyam Jnanam Tadyati. Or transcendental knowledge comes. Without Diksha, Krishna will not accept. He has to. Without Guru, Krishna has told and promised. If an animal takes shelter in the Lord's feet of a very sincere and qualified Guru, then my mercy will come through him. There is no way at all. So, if anyone is chanting, it may be that by association, by Sukriti, he will attend Sukriti, and after that he will select his Gurudev, and then he will come in procession there. Without this, we cannot progress. What?
If someone receives diksha from someone who is not qualified and that guru leaves, can that person still think that he has connection with Krishna?
What kind of qualification?
Na bolche kono guru diksha nilo, se guru poti thaye gelo.
Or if he has
fallen.
And he has no faith in his guru. And Avaishnava, he has become Avaishnava. Then that guru should be. And by process, he should take shelter of any qualified guru. Then he can. If he is not searching any good and qualified Guru, he should pray to Krishna. He is merciful, he will help. And in couple of days, he will send any Guru or he will come in the form of Guru himself.
What is minimum qualification to be Guru?
Sincere. And having Shraddha in the Lord's feet of the devotees. And he should know that by serving Krishna, my whole desire will be fulfilled. My life will be successful. This will do.
She
has not more.
Gurudev, I was speaking to Kim earlier. She sang the Gopinath song, and she was telling me that when she does her concerts of singing these bhajans of Gopinath and other prayers by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, even non-devotees tell her that they begin to cry and they experience sentiments that they never had before. Of course, they don't have a guru. What is it that's happening?
Oh, this will give Sukriti. And very soon he will be Dikshit. He will take
it. Initiated by one of our guru,
very soon.
Them.
This will be the mercy of Gopinath. Thank you. Now we are going to begin our classes. So yesterday we so much discussed about Guru Tattva, and also good questions came and we answered. So Guru is essential, Diksha is essential for a person who wants transcendental love and affection for Krishna. Now what is the process to achieve Krishna prema? Srila Rupa Goswami has explained in a slow the process of attaining love, pure love, transcendental love. Adu sadhu sangha. If whether you go or not to him, he will come to your door to door, like Nityananda Prabhu Haridas, like Swamiji Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Anyone did not invite him, but he went out of his mercy. He felt the sufferings of these souls, fallen souls, and went. So then he will tell them, oh, your life will be successful if you will chant very powerful name of Krishna. For that reason, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came. So chant at least one time, no harm. One round a day. Oh, please give me this donation, like this. This is first sadhu. And by thus, he will create some Shraddha, worldly Shraddha, not transcendental. And then, oh, again sadhu sangha. Now he has some sraddha. And then he will be there. And then, adhav sraddha. Sraddha will come, sraddha. Tata sadhu sangha. Tato anartha nivritti. Nishtha, ruchi, ashakti, bhavrati. And then prem make. This is the process. So we are going to explain one by one that I told so many things. First, let us see what is sraddha. Transcendental sraddha. Whether you have in your heart that sraddha or not. Whether you have realized. We will give a barometer. For that, you can keep it in your heart and know that, oh, real sraddha is there or not. So we will explain. Shyamrani, in brief, all are requested to explain very brief. And you should carefully hear. If any question, I will try to solve.
Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak a few words about Shraddha. In the beginning of Srila Rupa Goswami's verse, Ado Shraddha Tito Sarvasanga, the very first words are Ado Shraddha. The word ado leads up to shraddha. In easy language, ado means in the beginning.
With examples.
But in the beginning means, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Ekupe Brahmanda Bhomite Konya Bhagya Vanajiv Guru Krishna Prashade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. After many, many millions of births of wandering throughout the different species of life, throughout millions of universes, after one has accumulated throughout millions of births, sukritis and sanskars, impressions made in the heart by knowing or unknowing spiritual pious activities, like hearing a Gopinath song at a concert, or going to Vrindavan, or reading a book, or taking prasadam, or visiting a temple, or serving a pure devotee. All these accumulated spiritual pious activities add up after many millions of births, at which time one becomes qualified to meet a bona fide spiritual master. He gets from that spiritual master Guru Krishna Prashadi Pai. As Gurudev explained last night, this has two meanings. He gets these seed by the arrangement of Guru and Krishna, or Guru Krishna Prashadi Pai. Krishna himself manifests as Sri Guru, the Shiksha Guru being the manifestation of Krishna's own personality and transcendental nature, and the Diksha Guru being the manifestation of Krishna's own form, his root. So by the combined mercy of Guru and Krishna, or Krishna in the form of Guru, one gets the seed of bhakti called Shraddha. There's a very beautiful verse explaining this verse, this word Shraddha, which we find in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings to Sri Sanatana Goswami. Shraddha shabde vishvashakohe sudrida nischoy Krishna bhakti koila sarva karma krithahoi. That is, Shraddha, or firm faith, means the conviction, the strong conviction that simply by engaging in Krishna's service, all subsidiary activities are automatically taken care of, including one's maintenance, including the happiness of sense gratification, one's protection. Everything is taken care of, just as by watering the root of a tree, automatically the leaves and branches are watered without any separate endeavor. One meets a devotee in order to achieve this shraddha by many millions of births of sukritis and sanskars. Bhaktistu bhagavata bhakta sanjaya sangena parijayate satsanga lagyate pumsam sukritai purva sanchitai. One achieves bhakti only by the association of a devotee, pure devotee, and one achieves that association after many millions of births of sukritis and sanskars. There are two kinds of shraddha. One is lokic shraddha or material shraddha, faith in material relations, faith in mother, father, material things. And the other is paramarthic shraddha, or faith in the transcendental devotional service given by Sri Guru. When one has paramarthic shraddha, which is the last fraction, the smallest fraction of Krishna praying, and which cannot be broken, at that point the devotee thinks, just as Sri Haridas Thakur, that even if one cuts me into thousands and thousands of pieces, I'll never give up my faith in chanting the holy name. Srila Haridas Thakur was beaten, as you know, in 22 marketplaces. His skin was off, his muscles were off, he was down to the bones, but still he was chanting ecstatically. Even they threw him in a river, he came out on the other side of the river as a beautiful young man with everything together by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is transcendental shraddha, and this is given by Sri Guru, this very firm faith that is unbroken. In the beginning of bhakti, sadhu sangha is the root of bhakti. And when one becomes very advanced in bhakti and is just about to approach Krishna praying, that same sadhu sangha becomes again the main anga, the main limb of bhakti. So shraddha achieved by Krishna in the form of his guru is essential to begin one's progress towards Krishna prema.
Thank you. Bhakti Sar Maharaj. Something more?
Om Jnana Tanandasya.
Imagine our Shlaka.
Chakshu Vimantam Jena.
Srila Prabhupada describes in Bhagavad Gita that faith means unflinching faith in something very sublime. So, the faith that we have in the things of this world are not very sublime. They're always failing us at every moment. We have faith in our society, but we see there have been so many societies that have come before and gone. And the British Empire, 100 years ago, ruled all the oceans. But where is it now? We're reduced to a small couple of islands. So even great empires will come and go, and to have faith in these things will not produce in us a result that is sublime. Krishna says, Shadavan Bhajate Yomam. You should worship me with great faith. So this faith in the sublime means the faith in the eternal, the faith in which is that which cannot be destroyed, which cannot be taken away, which can elevate us from a life of birth and death and disease and old age, and raise us to the platform of an eternal life full of bliss and knowledge. This is the faith that we should have, that there is such a realm beyond birth and death where our life is eternal, where we can enjoy with our spiritual senses, our spiritual bodies, in association of all the associates of Krishna in the spiritual realm. this faith is given to us by Guru. Last night, Srila Gurudev, and again he said tonight, and I had an interesting remembrance. Once in, I think it was Australia, one GBC sannyasi, he asked Srila Prabhupada, by which good fortune did we come into your association? And we didn't know the word Sukriti so well in that time. Well, we didn't know Sanskrit words. So, but he said, what good fortune did we get your association? And Srila Prabhupada looked at him and he says, you didn't have any. I created it for you. I also saw, then last year in Los Angeles, someone brought someone to meet Srila Gurudev. And they said, oh, Srila Gurudev, this person has been just wanting so badly to meet with you. Srila Gurudev looked and said, no, they didn't. I had to come here to LA to meet them. So we have to look at how much is our faith. Have we been drawn to go to India and search out a bona fide guru and find someone who's been chanting holy name 1, 2, 3 lakhs for the last 50 years? Did we have that kind of faith to leave our attachments here in the West and search out such a guru? No, but by some transcendental great fortune, such wonderful personalities who go around the world and create faith in the sublime name, fame, pastimes, and associates of the Lord. They come and they give us this faith that, yes, I'm tired of the temporary. I don't want to be suffering anymore in this material world. I like the idea of associating with Krishna. And then he gives us this name. And in this name is Krishna himself. And I was reading one astonishing verse today that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has quoted in his discussion on Nam Tattva, that even those who are very fallen and actually keep committing sins, actually if they keep chanting, no matter how desperate and fallen and degraded is their condition, they are far better off than persons who perform charity and do pious works and all kinds of things like this and are very moral and do very well. If they continue chanting, somehow or other, they have faith in spite of their conditioning and the problems in this world. Tonight, one person asked Srila Gurudev to give her blessings and power that she can chant. And Srila Gurudev said, yes. And she said, but I have so many problems. And he said, don't worry. By chanting, all those problems will go away. Don't doubt this. So if we believe in this, this is called faith, and this is the beginning of our spiritual life. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. This is one definition. Shabda sabde vishwaspaya shudirta nishya. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita. That our life will be successful if we are forming Krishna consciousness. So she gave example of Haridas Thakur. Oh, Prahlad Maharaj, you know, his father threw him in ocean, on mountain. He gave poison, strong poison. Elephants were called to kill him. So many things. But he was so sudrid vishwas that he never obeyed his father. Never. In other way, he was very humble, polite. He never wanted to make any problem for his father. But that on that point, he was not in one opinion with his father. So we should have a faith like Haridas Thakur. Another paribhasha?
Definition.
Sardastu anno upaya varjam bhakti unmukhi chitra vitti vishesha. What is the meaning? Sardhastu anno upaya varjam. Giving karma, jnana, yoga, tapasya and all other things. Oh. Giving them in cold
store.
And Bhagavat unmukhi chitra vitti vishesha. What will be the meaning? Bhakti unmukhi chitta vritti vishesha.
Putting the consciousness solely on Krishna.
So this should be there. The chitta vritti, the
what? Disposition of the heart. Disposition of the heart.
Heart. That, see, also he told that chitta vritti vishesh unmukhi, like by example you can understand. There was a bird sitting on the branch of any tree. Nearby there was a temple. A hunter came and he was hunted that.
Shot the bird.
Bird. And at once his arrows penetrated his heart, blood coming, and he became faint and fell down on the ground. And out of sense he was circumambulating the temple. He never knew that what I am doing. He was out of sense and he was out just to die. And he did one round and he left his body. But what became? Next life, he has association of high class of Vaishnava. And then in transcendental sadhya he received and thus he began with Krishna consciousness. This is that vritti. Third definition. There are two kinds of symptoms of saddha. More that prominent is that Krishna seva vasanadi desire to serve Krishna. But how we can judge it? This is internal. We cannot see this idea to anyone's heart. But by tatas selection we can know. And what is that? If he has so much strong faith on the words of Shastra, Sadhu and Guru. Understand? Then we can judge that, he has pure Shastra. And very soon he will enter in Krishna consciousness. He will follow the order of Shastra, epics, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Chaitanya, the books of Goswamis. Sadhu, like Prahlad Maharaj, Narada Rishi, Siddharupa Goswami, and Bhagavad Bachan, Krishna has what he has instructed in Gita. Sarva dharmana parityajya mamekam saranam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshishyami manasuchah. What Krishna is telling? I will save you from all the activity, all sins that you have done for me. So give me all kinds of you. What?
Dharmas, duties.
Activities. Bad activity, giving up whole world, father, mother, sister, whole thing, your position, everything, and take shelter in me. And Arjuna did this. Also, Dhruva, you know, he was very much disturbed by his father's words and stepmother's words. But when he came to her mother, his mother, and mother told that, why you are so upset? Oh, your brother is Sri Hari. He will fulfill all your desires. And he had so much shut down his mother words. And then he went to forest. And then he meet Narad. And he had faith on Narad words. Narad gave him Diksha mantra. And as he was very much he had so much shraddha, honor for his words. He sat in one position for 6 months, even giving up air, what to tell other things, water, everything. And he came in trance, and he took darshan of Narayan. So it is due to this. You know Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, he has great faith in all epics. So he followed Ekadashi. He left his shraddha to Brahmins, where like so high class of Brahmarshi like Durvasa even. He was qualified to give course that in a second anyone will die and anyone can
alive.
But he never cared for him. Why? He has so much
strong faith.
And that is why. Even Narayan could not save Durvasa, and he was bound to come to Ambarish Maharaj. And then he glorified Ambarish Maharaj. Oh, now I see that you have so much strong faith in Shastra and you are following Ekadashi and Dwadashi. And the result is that Brahmavadi like me, who can go everywhere. And he can too. You. And you get shelter easily. So this is. So we should have faith on the words of Krishna, Shastra and Sadhana. Now there was a Brahmin whose name was Arjuna. He daily used to read Bhagavad Gita. One day he saw that a slope. What is the meaning? Krishna is telling.
Ananyas chintayantumam ye jana pariyupasate tesham nitya biyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. In this verse, Krishna is telling that if anyone is worshipping me, ananyas chintayantumam, they're always completely absorbed in thinking about me. Ye jana pariyupasate, they're worshipping me like this. Tesham nitya abiyuktanam, they're always fully absorbed like this, constantly engaged in serving me and worshipping me. Then for that type of devotee, yoga kshemam vahamyaham. Vahamyaham means I personally carry. Krishna is telling himself that I'm personally carrying all the requirements of this devotee. I will provide whatever he needs, whatever he's lacking, I will provide.
So, when he read, then he cut these two lines by red ink. Why? Because I'm a very poor man. I always doing his bhajan. I've given up everything for him. But still I am poor. I cannot provide my even prasadam and food and anything. I'm so poor. So he, by red ink, he
crossed out. Crossed out.
And then went to begging. But whole day, no, nothing came. Nothing came. But when in evening he returned, what he saw? Oh, a boy, oh, very beautiful, handsome, green, his color like?
Oh, like dark blue, blackish.
And very beautiful, who has carried a
weight.
On weight, two baskets full of all kinds of prasad.
Rice,
dal, ghee, all so many things. When he came, that boy, oh, he was knocking the door. Mother, you should open. And then, when she came, she saw that, he was sweating so much. Oh, who are you and what you are bringing? From where? He told that my guru has sent all so many things, what he begged here and there, and I'm bringing. But he became angry because I made some late. So he told that, oh, yes, sir, at once go. And he gave me, oh,
so much load.
Too much load, I'm sweating. And he made a crack.
Scratch on my back.
Scratch on my back.
Two. And then, oh, you can see. Oh, the wife of that Brahmin saw that, oh, two scratches. As if
blood about to come.
Blood is about to come. She saw. And she became so angry to Brahmin. Why he get so much weighted
load.
And why he is crushed? I never saw him so cruel, but how he became cruel? Oh, let us come. He, when we come, I will see. Oh, boy, you should sit here. I'm making some preparation and you should take and then you will go. In the meantime, Brahman came and knocked. Oh, his wife, wife was very angry mode. She went and, oh, why you did so? Why you gave so much load to this very sukomal boy?
Soft.
Tender boy.
Tender boy. And why you scratched? You are very cruel. Why you change your habit this? I never did. I have never given anything to anyone. There is no my disciples, nothing. Oh, let's come. The boy is sitting here. And when she came, he saw that boy not there. The paraphernalia that he brought was everything there. Then Brahmin became, weeping and weeping. Oh. You are very fortunate to see the Krishna himself. I had no trust in his words. But now I see that Krishna has done it. He himself carried the load and then he became Shraddhalu to the words of Gita to Krishna. And thus he became Nisht here. And he saw, my wife, you should bring the book, I will see. And he saw that vanished, reddish, gone. Now he has Shraddha. Before he was not. So this kind of Shraddha. This Shraddha. Shraddha Anusari Kanishta Madhyam Uttam Adhikari. What? Shraddhaman Janhan Bhakti Adhikari. Or depends on Kanishta Madhyam and Uttam Bhakta. Only to this stage he is in Kanishta Madhyamat. Without judging, Shraddha, we cannot know all these things. Oh, this Shraddha is also of two kinds. But Shastra Avdharanamai and Madhujyamai. What is Shastra Avdharanamai Shraddha? By reading Shastra, the control of Shastra, we must do bhajan on otherwise. By serving father, mother, or society, and you will go to hell. You must go to hell. So, we should serve Krishna. This is Shastra Avdharanamai. And second is Bhagavat Madhuryamai. Here in Srimad Bhagavat, by any devotee like Sukadeva Goswami, or in his Guru Parampara, like Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur, even Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami, my Gurudev. This is Madhurjamai. Madhurjamai also like two kinds. Madhurjamai, without mixing anything, pure, and some mixing. Mixture is called as Swajyamai, Saddha. And pure, this is Madhurjamai. By Aswarjamai Shabda, you will go to Vaikuntha, up to that. And Madhurjamai, it will take you to Golok Vrindavan. Even these Shabda are there, but you have no sadhu sang, they may go away. So sadhu sang is very prominent. If you are not doing sadhu sangha, you have come now. It may be that I will go there, you will meet me now. If you will join or Pratimandal Parikrama thrice, like this. Otherwise, you can have a letter to me, give a letter to me. I will answer in this way. Email you can give. In this way, then gradually Shraddha will come. And you will be purified and your life will be successful. Go, Prema. After this, one thing. If Shraddha has come, then he will search any bona fide guru and he will take shelter and he will serve him. Then Anishita Bhakti will come and Sri Madhava Maharaj will explain what is Anishita Bhakti. তুমি বলা একটু পরে তোমার এই বলার পর আফটার দিস উই উইল ফিনিশ কারণ
কলার প্রথমেই দিয়ে দিয়েছি আচ্ছা দিয়ে ঘুরছেন তখন আবার এই হলো
তো তো দাব দিয়ে আসো
প্রথমে দিয়ে দিয়েছি
ওখানে তো দাব আছে
ওম অজ্ঞানতিমিরান্ধস জ্ঞানাঞ্জনশলাকয়া চক্ষুরুন্মীলিতং য়েন তস্মৈ শ্রীগুরবে নমঃ
ও ড্রামা প্লে ইউ শুড বি রেডি
সো শ্রী গুরুদেব অর্ডার মি টু এক্সপ্লেইন অ্যাবাউট অনিষ্ঠিতা ভক্তি ইউ হ্যাভ হার্ড দ্যাট গুরুদেব বিগান হাউ উই ক্যান অ্যাটেইন কৃষ্ণ প্রেম To attain Krishna Prem, there is some formula given by Śrīla Rūpa Goswāmī Pāda. Adau Shraddha, Tato Sadhu Sangha, Ato Bhajana Kriya, Tato Anartha Nivritti, then Nishtha. So, Gurudev has explained just now, and Śrīmatī Samadhāni Didi, and Śrīpāda Bhakti Sāru Maharaj, and others you have heard about Shraddha. So, what is Nishtha? Nishtha means nishthita, steadiness. When your steadiness, you come in bhakti, then it is called nishtha. But prior to that, something is there called anishthita bhakti. Means steadiness has not come yet in your bhajan. So how can you understand that? In Anishtha Bhakti, there are six simcham given by our Purva Acharya, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. He explained in his Madhurya Kadambini about this Anishtha Bhakti, divided into six types. What is that? Utsaha Mayi, Ghana Tarala, Buddha Vikalpa, Niyamak Chama, Visay Sangara, Taranga Rangini. So I shall try at my level best to explain one after another. Utsaha Mayi means too much enthusiasm in bhajan. We have heard from Sadhu and Guru and Vaishnavas that if we took initiation, then Krishna will accept us. Because we have heard from scriptures and our bona fide Gurudev and Vaishnavas, Bina diksha vihinasya na siddhim na sadgatim tasmat sada prayatnena guruna dikshita bhavet. Guru diksha vihinasya, without the initiation by a bona fide Gurudev, you have no perfection at all and not good destination. So, you have to try your level best to initiate by a bona fide Gurudev. Otherwise, Krishna will not accept. I am giving you an example to clear this point. Just like if you are expert in any art, like computer science or anything, if you want a search for a job, then you have to apply, you have to fill up your application. Then the company or government will search what is your academic qualification. If you have any degree, are you a degree holder from a university, Cambridge, Oxford, etc., etc., then they will grant your application. But you have not a degree holder, only expert, they will check your application and put in a trust bag, nothing else more than that. Similarly, if you initiated by a bona fide Gurudev, then you say, oh, he's initiated by my dearmost. Oh, I shall accept him. I shall bestow my causeless mercy with this fellow. If not, okay, you have to come in long process, so many lifetimes you have to pass, then you will come in proper process. So as you heard, that if you took initiation, then our life will be successful. Then you start chanting so much. Your mother is calling, your father is calling, or your wife is calling, oh, please come and take prasad. No, I have to complete my round at first. And even you give up your other job means to maintain your life, not sleeping, this and that. Too much enthusiasm. After a few days, you become sick. Just like Srila Chakravarti Thakur has given an example. When you're sending your kids to school, then your parents arrange on small book. Only if they arrange you book A, B, C, D, you will not read. Oh, a big size apple. Oh, A for apple, B for bat, C for cat, D for dog. You learn and you are very happy. And your teacher pat your back. Oh, you are a very good, very intelligent student. Coming back is very happy. His mother and father says, what happened today? Oh, my teacher told me I'm an intelligent boy, I'm very good boy. Other day, the teacher gave another lesson. He could not follow properly. And twist his ear. And he became doomed. When he came back, mother is calling, oh my dear son, please come take prasad. He's telling nothing. Completely keep silencing. Why? Because he could not follow properly. At first it was a utsaha, my enthusiasm. Now, second day, he does not like to go to school because it is becoming gharatarala stage. Thick and thin. Sometime thick, sometime thin. As before, he is so much enthusiastic in bhajan, just like this boy. And now, he became sick, could not maintain properly. Oh, I could not wake up from bed. Too much headache. What shall I do now? As before, he chants so many rounds, and after a few days, he stopped completely. So, ghanatara means thick and thin. Sometimes thick, sometimes thin. After that, Guda Vikalpa means indecision. You could not take decision what to do. Oh, I have seen my Gurudev is a renounced person and so many entourages me on renounced person. So we have heard in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, from the lotus lip of my Gurudev, Krishna told, Sarva Dharman Paritajya Mamekam Saranam Raja Aham Tvam Sarva Papebho Mokchai Sami Masucha. Krishna has told, give up of all kind of your worldly religion and please take full center of my lotus feet. Then what will be the result? If you give up all kind of religion, worldly religion, that worldly religion means you have to serve your parents. If you not do so, without any fail you bound to go to hell. And we are dated in few places. It mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam by Sukadeva Goswami, Devarsi Bhutapta Nirnam Pitrinam Na Kim Karonam Renicha Rajan Sarvat Manaja Saranam Saranam Gato Mukundam Parihutta Kartum. Devarsi, we are dated to demigods. How come we are dated to demigods? Because demigods is giving rain, the
air, light.
Air is by Pavandev, rain by Indradev, heat by Sun God. By this way, every living entity, moving or non-moving, bound to dated to demigods. So we are dated to demigods. Rishi. Rishi means saintly person from whose knowledge has come. Knowledge has come from God through the rishis, the saintly person. Which you are learning, all arts come from rishis. We are dated to them. You can think, no, we are not dated to the rishis, not saintly person. How we are learning from our school and college? From where that come, that knowledge? Or we can see through internet in computer. This is the computer was the ancient invention in Vedic cult in India. When Sukadeva Goswami was cursed by, Parikshit Maharaj cursed by Sindhirishi, 15 years aged boy. Then Sukadeva Goswami came, and in the meantime, in few seconds, all saintly persons gathered there in the bank of Ganges in a few moments, like from Caspian Sea, Kashyap Rishi. From Mongolia, Mangal Rishi. Where does internet system and computer? Now you have to go to your phone line, this and that, so many process. But at that time, you have to take also, if you come faster, have to Concorde aeroplane. But they, how they came? So everything comes from rishis. So we are dated to rishis. Devarsi Bhutapta Minam. We are dated to living entity. Like bhut means living entity. Like cow. Cow like mother. We take milk from cow. So we are dated to cow. Like mother. That's so many living entity. You have dog. You protect your property. So dated to them also. We are riding on horse, dated to horse.
That is Sankhepa.
So we are dated to Devarsi Bhutapta Nirnam. We are, Nirnam means king, means who is ruling the country. If governor will be there, governor will not be there, who will protect us? So we are dated to them also. Pitrinam, dated to parents, because the knowledge has protect us. So we are dated to them. So if you, we give us all this religion, then we bound to go to hell. But Bhagavan told, if you take shelter, then no reaction come to you. So please take shelter of my lotus feet. So Krishna told this. We have heard this thing from Gurudev lotus leaf. So what shall I do? Shall I give up my householder life? I renounce order like Gurudev and his entourage? If not, what shall I do now? If I give up, then what will the result of my family life? Aho me pitaro vriddhau. Oh, my parents are old. They could not move without my help. Especially my small kid. When I came back from my job, Dad, have a candy please for me. How I can forget his broken language? So, what shall I do? So I am in this is called in decision stage or Buddha Vikalpa. So this day also in answering a stage after that Niyama Chama. We have taken vow, I shall must chant 60 rounds or 32 rounds or 48 rounds or 64 rounds. We have taken vow, but sometimes we are unable to maintain that. And this is one meaning, another meaning. Just like you are chanting, but in beginning could not stop. It's not proper etiquette, proper rule and regulation. But if your Gurudev has come, or an elevated Vaishnava has come, even you are worshipping your Thakurji, you have to stop it there, have to respect your Gurudev or elevated Vaishnavas, and make them happy, take permission from them, again you can engage yourself for worshipping of your Thakurji. If you think, oh, it is mentioned in Shastra, if I give up Thakurji's worship in midway, I have to go to hell. I should not give up. This is called Niyama Chama. Means you could unable to maintain your vow. From whom you are learning all these things? From Guru and elevated Vaishnavas. If you not respect them, Bhagavan will never be happy. So you have to give up. But you don't want to do that. This is called Niyama Chama. And Visaya Sangara. Sometimes you want to do bhajan, but during bhajan, sometimes you quarrel with someone, want to meditate, concentrate your mind, your mind went to that fellow with whom you quarreled 2 days before. Or sometimes you purchase something, your mind went to that supermarket. So you want to pull it back your mind in your concentration. But in going, you are fighting with material thing. Sangara means fighting, Visaya means material thing. So you are fighting with material thing. This is also the answer in a stage. After that, Taranga Rangini. Though you have overcome all these 5 points, still 1 point is there. What is that? Taranga Rangini. While you are doing bhajan, then some test is coming from your previous sanskar, impression. You are doing bhajan, you are chanting Mahamantra, chanting his Gayatri mantras, giving like Gurudev, but some worldly taste is coming, your chanting is going on. You are closing your eyes, but that taste is coming, you forget what mantra you are chanting. This is called Taranga Rangini. Taranga means waves, Rangini means in so many ways, Taranga. Wave is going here and there. So you want to concentrate your mind, but that waves of material thing is coming in your heart. It's called Taranga Rangini. So after that, more thing is there to come in steady stage, mean Nishtha stage. We shall discuss another day because there are more function of Brahman, etc. So I am finishing here. Hare Krishna. Bantha Kalpatale Bhakta Kupasin Vithaya Vata.
Just be prepared and come for Brahma playing.
Hare Krishna.
And Mahamantra.
Hare Krishna. Some devotee has come to Mulak Didi's house and they requested for initiation. So tomorrow is Ekadasi, very, very pure and auspicious day. So tomorrow will be initiation.
Thus ends the class on the 12th of January 2003 in the evening in Hilo, Hawaii. Hare Krishna.